Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, love muffins.
Oh, love muffins. Yes, yes, yes. And just like that, we're back with another episode of The B. Scott Show podcast. As you know, I'm the one and only B. Scott. And B. Scott, I have been busy, baby. I have been B. Scotting all over the television and the world and things of that nature. And I just wanted to thank you all, Love Muffins, for your support, the support of my show on BET and making it a success. The 20s after show with B. Scott had 10 episodes and all of the episodes did really well. We had such a variety of guests and so many fashionable looks, okay? And you can right now watch my after show on BET On Demand. So you can go to BET.com or use the BET app and you can find my show, all 10 episodes of the show. As well as thank you so much for supporting LoveBScott.com and visiting daily and clicking on all the posts and reading the exclusives. And I just appeared on The Real. And on The Real, I dropped another exclusive. Live on television, I dropped an exclusive and about the Housewives of Atlanta. Two new ladies are filming with the Housewives of Atlanta. And I revealed that on The Real. And it just so happened that my interview and my appearance on The Real coincided with when Cynthia Bailey, okay? Cynthia Bailey, the housewife that I also exclusively said was not most likely not returning to the Housewives of Atlanta. She was just so happened to be co-hosting that day, right? And she talked about an interview that I had done with her where she had, after she'd done the interview, she asked me to remove a portion of the interview, and I did. And because she brought that to mind and we are in the holiday season, I decided to go back. Let's go back and check in on that episode. And I think we have a clip from the show where she mentions the situation.
That's right. Well, I just wanted to share this, and B has no idea I'm going to share the story, but one of the things that I've always loved and appreciated about you is as a public figure, as a reality star, like we kind of like don't like bloggers.
Yeah, you're like news entertainment blogs.
Okay? You guys are not our friends usually. And I remember you called me to interview me. And at the time, I had a lot going on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I was having some conflict with some of my cast members. And I was very nervous. I think this was the first time you met my now husband, Mike. Mike came with me. I was like, whatever. But what I remember is, first of all, it was just very classy, you guys, okay?
We had Dom Perignon.
SLS Hotel. Yeah. And you made me very comfortable, and we had a real conversation. I was very transparent, which is what I like to be. And I remember saying something that I felt a little uncomfortable saying after I left, and I remember calling you after, and I said, you know, I stand in my truth. It is what it is. I really enjoyed talking to you, but I just didn't really want, I knew what I said was going to end up being clickbait, which would be great for you because everybody's going to look and eyeballs would be on it.
This speaks
but
to
I
your
character.
But I
had that conversation with you and I asked you not to put that in there and you did not put it in there. And when I tell you.
And it was the juiciest part.
Listen, it was the best part of the whole interview.
Yeah.
It was the best. And you
took it out.
Honored me with that.
Why did
and
you do
this
that?
This is why I applaud you for being where you are now because you had so much class and integrity.
You could have taken that.
I could have.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It was juicy.
Created all the smoke.
It was juicy, child.
I didn't because, you know, I believe in my business and running my business with integrity. Mm. I do. I mean, I know it sounds, I mean, I think blogging, the term blogging has taken a turn mm-hmm. depending upon what's your source of information. Right. But I've always tried to just tell the information mm-hmm. without being malicious.
That's right. What we said. That we part, said he yeah. has
without
a
being
new
nasty.
Entertainment yes. blog that both Lonnie and I follow yeah. and we love. Right. And what we love about it is you just give us the news. You give yeah, exactly. us the facts. You're not adding mm-hmm. to it.
No.
You're not.
It's no need
it's
for
not
that.
Me.
Yeah, and also yeah. because, you know, I like you and you respect me and I respect you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I will say that, you know, typically, sometimes it doesn't work that way.
Right.
If the person does certain things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you
right.
know
no,
who.
I get it. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, and I will not pay them that courtesy. But if we are friends, I will mm-hmm. give you that courtesy. And just like I did when you were leaving the show.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I hit you up and said, I heard you were leaving the show.
Absolutely.
How would you like to handle it?
Exactly.
And Love Muffins, I just love you so much. And I thank you. And I am so looking forward to 2022. I truly believe the best is yet to come, and I thank you for hanging in there with me. I love you, and enjoy the episode.
Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, love muffins.
If it's name on it, then mine right beside it. Real fucking ride or die.
I'ma ride that dick like a stolen car. I got the best pussy that you had thus far. Which bitch you know going hard, it's me. I'ma ride or die and I don't need the key. I'm finna bounce that ass and drop that ass and pop it like a shootout. I pull them panties down, they smiling like they bought the food out. I hop up on their face and make my hips go like a luau. I showed you I'm a gangster, now I wanna see what you about.
And now, part two of B. Scott's interview with Cynthia Bailey of The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You know, I've been on this show 10 years, and I'm not the same girl. You know, I still have the same spirit, same soul. I don't feel like I ever did anything to sell my soul on the show. Mm-hmm. Everything that I've done, I feel like I've tried to handle myself with grace. I've tried.
You tried.
I've tried.
You did kind of kick Porsche across the boat.
You know, that was, you know, and I still feel bad about that situation.
That was a strong kick. That was,
you. Well, you know.
I didn't know you had that in you.
Well, like, I didn't either.
It was a stallion kick.
And Porsche didn't either. It was, you know, that's one of the things that happened. But, you know, it's important to me, you know, when I look back on this show, I want to feel like, you know, I want to be proud of the stuff that I brought to the show. I feel like I've brought some, you know, some great things to the show. You know, every year I, you know, promote a new business. I just opened up the Bailey Wine Cellar.
Okay. How is that going?
It's going great. Mm-hmm. It's going great.
Are you
going
to have your own, like, branded wine?
Of course.
Okay,
I'm
that's
doing
coming.
My own private label wine. Of course, you know, I'm doing all of those things. Mm-hmm. You know, this show, I've become quite the businesswoman on the show. I got a lot going on, you know, for somebody.
And Seagram's?
I have an amazing partnership with Seagram's, my peach Bellini, Seagram's Escapes. And I just became
Seagram's, you need to send me some.
We need to send B. Scott some peach Bellini Seagram's Escapes. But the great thing about that partnership is they wouldn't have known me if I wasn't on the show.
Sure.
And that has turned into, now I'm the brand ambassador for the Seagram's Escapes brand. I mean, that's turning into, you know, so many other things. Now, they're actually giving Mike and our own signature drink for the wedding.
Cha-ching. Okay.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I may have to go ahead and give you this exclusive. I don't want to say what it's called, but I'll just give you a hint. It's the name is perfect. Okay. And then I'll let you know later. But we're doing our own wedding drink. Okay. So, you know, this is all from being on the show. Right. And, you know, regardless of what people, you know, think of me on the show, I think I've, again, always handled myself with class, and I've been able to protect my brand on the show. I'm, you know, one of the girls at Seagram's could, you know, someone like a Seagram's can come to and say, hey, we want you to be on the forefront of this brand for us. And they can do it and know that, you know, I'm a professional.
And also, you're drop dead gorgeous. So that's like, you
well,
know,
that don't
that
hurt.
That don't hurt. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, but I'm really like a professional. Like, right. I really go to work. I didn't want to just sign a check and just, you know, well, I didn't want to just, you know, get a check in the mail. Like, right. I wanted to really get behind.
Be involved. Yeah.
Yes. And I was involved from, you know, the development of the drink. I've been to the warehouse where they make the drink. I've hugged the workers. Like, I'm very hands on in anything that I stand behind. And that goes a long way. And I go to work. Mm-hmm. I have a great work ethic. I get to work on time. You know, I'm not a diva.
But
I mean,
people
they
see
do
that
take
part.
Care of me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they take care of me and I take care of them.
Yeah. People oftentimes, most of the time, don't see the back end or behind the scenes of what it takes to be successful or anything.
Oh.
They see what they see and they don't understand that the work ethic is probably the most important thing.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that you don't see on Instagram. You don't see the work. You just see the end result. You don't see any of the bad stuff. And, you know, I have a Seagram's tour that we're doing.
Oh, wow.
Again. And we just added a women's empowerment piece to it, which I love, you know, empowering other women. You know, this is not about just me being great. I want to, you know, inspire other women to go for theirs. So, you know, this thing is building and growing. And, you know, when I do walk away from Housewives, I want people to know that I'm so much more than a show.
Right.
You know, I love the show, but there's so many other things that I have going on.
Like your marriage.
Like my...
Your soon-to-be marriage.
My soon-to-be marriage.
So tell me about that. I know that you guys... you guys met on the Steve Harvey show.
We did.
Okay. So walk us through that, a quick little recap of what happened, because I did see the clips. I did see that Mike was there with two other men. It was like three total.
Yes.
And they were like, it's kind of like a little mini dating show.
It was. Mode. It was. Okay. I got to give you a little bit of backstory because that just didn't happen. And this is where I have to say, you just never know where a guy is going to show up. After my divorce, I was single for a couple of years. And honestly, had just really started dating. Like, I just needed to just check out for a little bit and just, you know, just be with myself. Mm-hmm. And I went on Steve's show, who's a friend of mine. And, you know, I was just booked to come on and talk about Housewives. The show was getting ready to go on. Just on a promotional tour for Housewives. And we're talking about whatever, and it's catching up. And it's like, so what's going on? You know, last time you came on the show, you know, you were going through a divorce. Now you're single. How's dating going? And I was like, oh, well, you know, it's going great. Actually, I'm on a dating app. I'm on Raya, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. I used to be on that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I said, you know, I'm having a good time. And he's like, what are you doing on a dating app? You know, you don't need to meet nobody through a dating app. Da, da, da. You know, I got a lot of boys that would love to meet you, whatever, whatever. So he just kind of just went to a whole nother conversation, just became like about my dating life. Mm-hmm. And the audience was going crazy. He was like, I can find somebody. And I was like, okay, I'm on a dating app trying to find somebody. But you think you can just find me somebody, then go ahead on with your bad self. You know, the audience is going crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, Steve's going to find somebody. I didn't think anything of it. Did the show. Went about my business. Then I get a call from my PR team saying, hey, we just got a call from Steve's people. He really is serious about trying to hook you up with somebody.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, okay. And to be honest, not to throw my PR team under the bus, they actually didn't really feel like at that time, they're like, we don't really know if you really need
Should
to
be
do
doing
it
that.
Because it was like a little dating pool. It wasn't like a celebrity dating pool. It was just, you know, a regular dating pool. And they didn't really feel
real
like
men.
Well, they didn't really feel like it was going to be a good look for me, to be honest. So they were like, well, we don't know if you really need to do that. You know, it's their job to always try to
elevate you and protect
you. And for whatever reason,
you said yes.
I was like, you know what? I know I hear you guys, but something just told me to do it. And I don't know what that was, but honestly, something just told me to do it. So now it's like a couple of months later, you know, I don't know, maybe like a month, and I finally go on the show. And now I'm like, you know, kind of hanging out with someone, you know, a little consistently, nothing serious, but like, you know, I'm having fun. So we do the show. Mike, who's never done anything like this before, he wasn't even in the vetting system from Steve Harvey's people. He was actually friends with somebody that worked for the show in production, right, babe?
No. I knew Steve from way back because he was with DL back in the day.
Yeah, but that's not how they found you.
The people reached out to one of my friends and asked them, one of the producers reached out to one.
Right, one of the producers you knew, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, so somehow somebody reached out to Mike and was like, hey, we have Cynthia Bailey coming on the show, whatever. You know, how would you feel about coming on the show to meet her? And of course he was like, but wait, is it like for just for the show? Is she really trying to meet somebody? Yeah. Is it like a real thing? Like, we just doing it for TV? Like, what's happening? And he was like, no, I think she really wants to try to meet somebody and Steve's trying to help her. So
And you really wanted to meet someone.
I really wanted to, you know, the one thing that I never wanted, well, I didn't think I wanted after my divorce was to ever get married again. And I used to always say that because, you know, it sucked going through a divorce. That whole process really sucks. So I was like, oh, I don't want to go through that anymore. But I never gave up on love. I wanted to meet somebody at some point when I was ready. So Mike ends up coming on the show and two other gentlemen. And long and short, I choose Mike.
And why did you choose him?
I chose Mike because... Well, he just killed it, first of all. I mean, everything I asked him, like, I could relate to all his answers. I just felt like, you know, there was definitely a connection. He was cute and he's fine. I was like, okay. yeah. You know?
Like him.
He seemed like a nice guy. And I also knew, we have a mutual friend who told me that he was coming on the show. I was like, oh, my boy Mike's coming on the show. Like I just kept hearing all these great things about him.
Good
basically.
Things.
Yes. So I was like, okay. So he had, you know, he works for the Clippers. So he had to leave and he had a hard out and all this stuff because we were supposed to go on a date right after the show. Mm. Mike had to leave to host the game. So literally, I was like, picked him. He gave me a hug and like ran out of the building like Cinderella. He had to go.
There you
go. I was like, okay, oh, okay. Well, nice meeting. Bye. All right.
And then the follow through is right. What brought it on home.
Right. So okay. Then the producers connected us because they still wanted us to go on a date. Mm-hmm. And we did it and we just recorded ourselves and we ended up going to Sugarfish because I'm a sushi girl. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but it was a slow burn. It was a slow burn. Like we truly became friends first. Mm-hmm. And
I'm in a slow burner right now too.
Yeah.
I'm in a slow burn.
Yeah. It's like, slow. I mean, I can't even, you know.
But that's the best way.
Yeah. Like I didn't, like we really truly became friends first. And I think what I liked about him the most was, other than him being a good guy, you know, he was just very like consistent, you know.
Ain't something sexy and,
you know what I mean? But so not sweating me.
No, but consistency will get you everywhere you need
in
to go.
Enough, like to the point where if you didn't,
how did your day
if I didn't
go?
Get that text, I'd be like, okay, now wait a minute, where my Mike Hill text at?
Right.
You know what I mean?
My boo just texted me now. Yeah, I see it. I said, oh, wait.
Yeah, and he just kind of never gave up. And it's so funny because I was actually on vacation with my daughter, Noelle, in Mexico. And it was one of those few times where we were together and I was just really present. I really wasn't on my phone. I was just like, you know, we're sitting on the beach. And it's funny because she was getting ready to go to college and I was teaching her how to drink. Because, you know, I was like, I need you to know how to drink before you. You don't need to go to college to figure out how to drink. I need you to know your tolerance.
Exactly.
How many drinks will get you there and what you are like. What kind of drunk are you? Are you like a crazy drunk?
Because some people are angry drunks.
Yeah. Are you going to fight everybody when you get drunk? Like, what's going on? So we were having pina coladas and she was laughing. She's actually a silly drunk, we found out, by the way. Very silly and laughs at everything. Mm-hmm. So we were
silly and goes to sleep.
Exactly. Exactly. So we were drinking and I got a text from Mike because I was, you know, posting some thirst trap pictures on my Instagram in my bikini.
Oh, my.
Just letting the world know that it was all good in Mexico.
I have also noticed that too. I mean, on the show, your tatas are out and saying hello.
Well,
how are you? The last episode, they are out there. I said, well, hi, everyone. Like it's like everyone is just saying hello to us.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think I'm guilty. I'm the only person guilty of showing my being proud of my breasts on the show now.
Okay,
look at some of those other interviews, honey.
Yeah.
But we are very proud titty people.
Titty okay? people. Titties yes. is out.
Titty scent.
Ass and titties.
Call me 50 Cent and titty scent. All right.
But anyway, he sent a text
and he was like, hope you're having a whatever, you know, something sweet, great vacation, you look great, whatever, whatever. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I was like, do you feel like FaceTiming? Never asked him to FaceTime. And
FaceTime, let me tell you, this is a key component.
That has saved us.
FaceTime saves you, but FaceTime is the when you know it's real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's when I take your FaceTime call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's real.
That's real, real. That means I basically love you on some level.
No, for
either
sure.
Whether we friend level
absolutely.
Or whatever, family or whatever. That means I love you. If I'm going to, especially if I take the FaceTime first thing in the morning when I'm looking jacked up and crazy and then my face hasn't settled.
No.
That's why I call it, my face needs to settle. And most of the time I'll take the FaceTime after my face is settled. But if I take it before the face is settled,
right.
That means that we are really together.
No, FaceTime is personal. So he said okay. And he said okay. I'm sure he was driving on the highway and pulled off, almost ran off the road, had to take the FaceTime call.
Yeah, Cynthia wants the FaceTime.
It's like I'm available right now. So I don't know
he saw
what
them
he did.
Pictures.
Hey,
he saw them.
He got on that phone.
He saw Titty Cent.
Hey, we FaceTime, and he was actually in the middle of writing his book. He has a book coming out called Open Mic, which is about
you better
his
promote
life.
Your man.
It's a true story.
It's called Open Mic. Okay,
and he talks about his life. It starts with his childhood and all the, you know, mistakes and the demons that he's fought throughout his life, because there's a lot more to Mike Hill than what it looks like. And I probably should have read the book before I decided to, be his wife, child, because baby had to fight some demons.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got a lot going on.
Haven't we all, though? Oh, my God.
No, it's true. It's true. Absolutely. So, you know, we just started talking
and then
it just ended up like, hey, well, you know, after dinner, you know, Noel's, you know, going to go wherever she's going. Like, let's talk again. And we've just been FaceTiming ever since. And another time that sticks out is when I had this tumor in my back. Mm. It was like a non-cancerous tumor. I forgot what it's called.
We didn't know it. Did we know about this on the show?
No, it was pretty public because I posted it and then everybody picked it up, whatever.
Okay.
But anyway, long and short, I remember him specifically, you know, I said, oh, a little bit of a health scare, but everything's good. I'm fine. You know, make sure you guys, you know, check up, you know, make sure you're good. So, you know, as I get older, you know, health is obviously a bigger priority for me mm-hmm. in my life. And, mm-hmm. you know, I like to always put that out there. And that's why I posted it in the first place. Tell people, go, you better make sure you go to the doctor. Because I'm so busy.
Yeah, something's bothering me.
And it was on my back. So you don't see your back. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't really see my back.
Right.
But for whatever reason, this day, I just looked in the mirror. I was like, huh, what is that? Because first I thought it was back fat, because I do have that. So I was like, wait a minute, this fat seems a little bigger on this side. But anyway, it ended up being this non-cancerous tumor. And I remember posting about it, and Mike texted me, was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm fine. It's fine. And then he like called me. It was like, do you need anything? Like, he was just super, he was like acting like my man. I was like, no, I'm good. He was like, well, need anything? Let me know if you need me to come there. I was mm-hmm. like, oh my God, this guy's so sweet. He ends up sending me.
That's that consistency, that honest caring is exactly what's needed.
Yeah, but
a lot of people think it's other things.
It just felt really genuine. And yeah. and we hadn't even really hung out like that. Like, at that point, we hung out, but not to the point where he was like, do I need to get on a plane and come to Lake Bailey and take care of you? I was like, oh, ooh, shit. Okay.
Well, come on then. Okay.
So he sent me a little edible arrangement fruit basket, which I'm not a big fan of melon and stuff like that. So, honestly, I gave it to my housekeeper, but it was sweet. I did keep the mug and the bear that was in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So anyway, from there, I just was like, this guy is just like, he's a good guy. And then he finally came to Lake Bailey and, you know, the rest, I can't get him out of Lake Bailey.
Ooh.
So, he's cool. Been swimming in the cool waters, well, the warm waters every Sunday.
So it's absolutely genuine. It's not for television.
Absolutely not.
It's nothing fake about it. You wouldn't go through this just because
you're
the storyline.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just being devil's advocate. I just want to, you know.
To be honest with you, I wish he didn't have to be on the show. I wish I could be on the show without Mike being on the show. To be honest, the only reason that he participates on the show is, number one, he's supportive of me. This is my job, so he's going to support me. And because we're really out here in these streets for real. Like, we get ready to go. I'm going with him to Fox Soul after. We're going to Soul House after. Like, we are, people see us in real life. And I don't
saw
want,
you. That's how when we, you know,
yeah,
not
we,
too long ago.
We just saw you at Soul House.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was like, hey, bitch,
so,
what's going on?
It's not really fair.
And he definitely gives off. He has a very, like, I'm her man.
Oh, that's a Leo.
You better rep.
That's
you better
Leo
understand.
Mike Hill right there.
You know.
Yeah, but it's not fair to the network. It's not fair to the fans for me to have this life that I'm obviously clearly so thirsty and excited about,
yep.
you know, with when it comes to my relationship with Mike, and not share it on the show. I'm just grateful that he actually will come on the show, because I thought, Lord, what if I meet somebody that don't even want to be a part of this? And I'm in love with that person.
It's kind of like with Kenya and Mark. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He gives off the vibe. Well, to be honest, I'm just giving my honest opinion. He gives off the vibe that he is not that into Kenya and that he also does not want to be on the show. Because if I would, let me tell you something, I would not have a man anywhere associated to my brand acting the way he's acting.
Right. No,
that
I
felt that instantly from that, this couple of scenes that I saw.
Yeah.
I was like, I was hurting for her because on many different levels, and especially if I had your child, I just pushed out this baby. And you mean to tell me this is the best you can do for me?
Brooklyn is just the cutest baby on the planet. Like, I'm so obsessed with her.
But I just,
yeah, you know what? Look, you know, I don't really want to speak on her husband, but I will say that the way he comes off on the show is definitely, you know, I mean, I think the world was rooting for Kenya at this point. And anyone that wasn't a Kenya fan is now, because everyone has compassion for that situation, because no one deserves, you know, to be treated that way.
And you can relate to it, because a lot of people have been in situations where you love someone and they don't love you the way that you love them. And that's the way. I mean, I'm not speaking from her perspective. I'm just saying, just like from what I see.
Right.
It just came off, because I've been watching the show for years, and it just came off. It was like, that was like bizarre to me. It was just, the energy was just off. It was like, I mean, I would have been like, let's cut the scene. Like, we need to. Like, this is not, like, I wouldn't want it to air, because I just wouldn't want that, you know?
Yeah, well, one of the things, you know, I've talked to, you know, King is my friend. We've talked about this a lot. I feel like it's difficult when you marry someone kind of fast, because it did happen kind of fast, and get to know that person in the marriage, as opposed to a little bit before.
Like a slow burn.
Yeah,
like
you need to kind of, you know, I just think it's best to kind of, you know, just get to know each other a little bit more before you actually
I think that. It happened fast too, because, you know, she, I think, bigger than the marriage, but she knew that in order to have the child, she wanted to be married.
No, King is very family oriented.
She wanted the child.
She wants the child. She wants the husband. She enjoys being a wife. She loves being a mom. Like, Kenya wants this family.
She had me cracking up when she was in there trying to cook breakfast without eggs. I said, honey, now wait a minute.
And Kenya can cook too.
She can cook, yeah.
Yeah, Kenya can definitely cook.
Them pancakes look fluffy.
No, those pancakes look bomb as hell. But you know what? Kenya deserves love.
Yep.
And I want her to be happy. I want Mark to be happy. And if it's not going to be in this neat little package with them being together, being happy, then that's okay.
How did you feel about, you know, because now it seems like on the show you're gravitating or you befriended Eva.
Yes, I love Eva.
How do you feel about her comments about being older and fertility and, you know, those things? Because that struck me too last episode. Mm-hmm. The last episode was a lot for me because it was all directions, was just a lot going on.
Right.
And her comments about, you know, Kenya and having a baby, you know, and, you know, because you said Kenya is close to your age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How did that make you feel as her friend? And did you say something to her about that?
Well, I will say this. Obviously, I don't think Eva's intention was to just make fun of Kenya's situation. She's really not that girl. She's really not. Now, you know, Eva's got a little slick mouth. Sometimes things just come out, you know, when you were, you know, shooting for hours and hours. We can't remember everything that we say. But I know Eva's heart and I know her spirit. And I know that, first of all, she likes Kenya. And, you know, I definitely was excited to
put them together
because I really, you know, care about them both.
Why?
I'm always trying to put folks together.
They don't like each other. But, why does she?
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You know, at the time when I was trying to put that friendship together, Kenya didn't really have a real reason. Like the re-gifting the doll, all that stuff hadn't happened yet. This was just really her, you know, judging Eva based off my initial interaction with Eva, which was not good. You know, when she came on the show,
when she came for you.
She was coming for me. And, you know, we got past that. We got past it. You know, I'm not the kind of person, I ain't trying to be mad and nobody for 10 years about nothing. Like, I'm with a whole nother man over here, child. You think I'm sitting ready, getting ready to be over, be mad at Eva about somebody I'm not even with?
Speaking of, you know, that other man, how is Peter? Have you talked to him? Is he happy for you? Do you genuinely think that's the case?
I would hope so. I'm definitely happy for him. I haven't spoken to him in a while. I actually just was at the movies with his daughter, Portia, who lives out here. I still have a great relationship with her. You know, I wish him well. I think he's doing his thing. You know, he's moved on and I've moved on. And, you know, I wish him well.
He's been through some, you know, recent problems. That hasn't affected you at all. I mean, like in terms of, you know, financially, did he leave you in a... Are you tied to any of the things? Were you ever tied to any of the things and had that negatively affected you?
I'm not involved in anything that he has going on at this point.
Woo!
But I wish him well.
Okay. Good. I mean, because the people, you know, they were asking those questions. Because I put up on my Twitter and on my Facebook about you coming on the show. And that was a question. Just like trying to, you know, hoping that what he had going on in his current situation was not still affecting you or hasn't affected you. So it's good to know that maybe it has in the past, but right now at this point is not.
No. Good. We are no longer together and we have both moved on. Good. And I mean, I root for him. I want him to do well with whatever he's doing. But, you know, his life, his business really has nothing to do with me.
Tell me the significance of the date, the marriage date.
The marriage date.
To your...
Well, you know, yes. Well, the reason why I'm 10, obsessed 10, 20, with right? this date is 10-10-20. If you put it together, it's 2020, which 2020 vision is perfect. Well, let me go ahead and get Candy credit because I know she's going to read me when she hears this. Candy was the one that actually came with 10-10-20. Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted it in October. And she was like, I got it. So she was like, 10-10-20. It's 2020. It's like, apparently it's a very popular date. So I better hurry up and lock down this venue because apparently Candy wasn't the only one that thought of this date. So anyway, with that said, we love it because our mantra is we're not perfect, but we're perfect for each other. So 2020 is kind of like that whole, like, you know, perfect date, perfect, you know, situation, perfect couple.
Is it going to be filmed? for the show?
If as long as I'm on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, it is. You best believe I won't be running off to St. Bart's to film without him. If I'm on the show, you believe that.
You're a smart girl. This is a smart girl. Okay, well then, if it's going that big, you need to give me advice. I'm gonna stop through. I got some things I need to say.
Yeah, I mean, I again, you guys have seen me get married on the show. You've seen me get divorced on the show.
People want to see you happy.
Yeah, they
I think it's time for that.
They love my whole, like, you know, I'm just really having fun. My little our little hashtag chill, see you. You know, we're having fun. And you know what the great thing about my relationship with Mike, which is another blessing that I didn't really think about other than just, you know, me just, you know, loving this man, is, you know, we're older and we're kind of like inspiration for people like that are trying to get back in the dating game or maybe have given up on love. Because at this age, a lot of times people, even if they were married, you know, they're divorced or maybe their spouse died or, you know, anything at this age. So,
and
it's
like,
pretty
you
cool.
You see how many situations that don't work out.
Yeah.
And situations you thought were never going to end.
Absolutely.
And they end.
Absolutely.
And they end so nasty.
Oh, most definitely.
That's what part of where I'm at right now, because, you know, I'm in the business of telling other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm afraid to let somebody into my life.
Get into your tea, honey.
Right. Get into my tea, honey.
Some B. Scott tea.
Some B. Scott tea, bitch. Can you imagine somebody spilled my tea? It probably feel like what I did to Wendy.
Right. Oh my
because
God.
Wendy, you know, Wendy was like, it's the same thing. In certain situations, I feel so torn when I have to run the exclusive. But tea doesn't have, you know, no loyalty. You just got to put it out
there.
Well,
no one's really off limits. Like, you either, you know, you either get your tea told or you're spilling the tea. So
just like how you did with Noelle, you got ahead of it.
Yeah, we spilled that tea.
And that's important.
It was important.
What I'm going to do now, before we end the show, I want to actually ask you some of the questions that the Love Muffins had submitted on Facebook.
Okay.
Because they probably will be upset if I don't. And so actually,
how long is this interview? About how long is it going to be?
I don't know. I mean, we might break it up in two parts.
Okay. We're going to go to commercial and come back. Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? Because I get paid per episode. So, we got to do this.
All right.
These questions. Okay. Okay. We're just going to do a couple.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm not all that interested in the details of Cynthia's wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm more interested in knowing how she made the decision to trust and love again. Had more than my share of heartbreak. Cynthia is 3 years older than me. My birthday is 5 days before hers, making me an Aquarius, and she is a Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
What drives her to search for her next love? A hopeless romantic, being in love, an internal knowledge that no one may be... The next one may be the one. I want to know what gives her strength to make those leaps after heartbreak.
Okay, well, she's an Aquarius. I'm a Pisces, but I'm actually on the cusp of Aquarius and Pisces. So that Piscean part of me is a lover of love. Like, I like being in love. Like, I don't think there's anything better than being in love. You know, I am a successful businesswoman. You know, all I do pretty much is work. So what is the point if I don't have anyone to share it with to some degree? Like, I have a fabulous life, but it's a lonely life if I'm just living it by myself. You know, it's not like Noelle wants to roll with me everywhere I go. And even if she did, you know, Noelle's not a man.
And that's the part
You know, she can sleep in bed with me, but, you know, as mom and daughter, but, you know, I want to be happy as well as being successful. And I want to be happy with someone that loves me and appreciates me. So I'm glad I didn't give up on love. And me being in this relationship with Mike, this didn't have to be a marriage. It just got to the point. As a matter of fact, we were just like, we're good. He's been married twice. I've been married once. You know, for a while, we didn't really think we were going to go down that road. And then it just kind of became like, for me, I was like, well, wait. Like, once we kind of had that conversation, I was like, but I kind of want to be your wife. Like, I actually want to be your wife. And then we started having those conversations, but we were fine to just be together and not get married. But the point is, you know, everybody wants love.
Yeah, for sure. The next question, name one person you would like to take a peach from and name one person you would like to give the peach to and why.
I hate this question. I can't stand this question. One person that I would like to take a peach from. You know, I don't like this question, and I know you guys want me to just throw a name out there, but I feel like, you know, these ladies that I work with, whether or not we are on good terms or bad terms or whatever's going on, we do have a sisterhood, and this is a job for us as well. And I never want to just put out any negative energy about anyone losing their job, because basically taking somebody's peach is them getting fired at the end of the day. So I don't, the only way I can answer that, and I really don't put a lot of stink on it because I just don't really feel like it's just not my place to want to see any of them lose their peach. And I would hope, which they probably don't, they would feel the same way about me losing my peach. You know, it's an honor. It's a big deal to be a peach holder for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like,
and it's a big check.
And it's a big check.
And that's so key.
You know, I don't like to play with folks' money now. We ain't got to be friends, but I kind of need all my girls to keep their check. Now, if somebody just won't take my peach, whoever won't take my peach is who I want to lose their damn peach. Okay.
Well, there's your answer.
You try and take mine, then I want you to lose yours. Okay.
And who would you want to give it to?
And who would I want to give it to? You know, to be honest, I think we have a pretty solid cast. And now, you know, the show has changed so much with these friends on the show because the friends actually shoot a lot. They go on the trips. They shoot as much as the actual peach holders do. So I feel like our core cast, especially with Kenya being back, me, Kenya, Nene, Candy, and Portia, and Eva. I mean, Eva's still kind of new to the show, and I still feel like she's kind of finding her way because she had a tough first season. Mm-hmm. Well, her first season as a housewife was pretty tough. So I think that's one of the things that you guys see with Eva this season. Like, you know, they kind of dragged her a little bit. I think she kind of came back a little defensive and, you know, hurt. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, Marlo did most of the dragging.
Yeah.
But I also see in this season that Marlo it seemed like she's working towards a peach.
Well, Marlo definitely shoots with us all the time.
I mean, it's central. Like, it's a...
Yeah. I mean, it's almost at this point no reason for not to have one. Because she really shoots as much as we do. And I think...
And that's why I also feel that you see Marlo pushing back on Nene, too. It's like, you know, because she was trying to make it, you know, when she was talking to her, she was basically... Because you know the response Nene was going to give when she said both of... Marlo kept saying both of you. Both of you contributed to the stat. You know what I mean? Marlo is getting it. She's getting it, and she's
You don't want to be on an island.
No, she's getting off the island. She's getting off the island.
You want to definitely make sure you visit those other five little islands around that island. You want to spread stuff out. You won't get stuck on.
And you learn from that.
And Oh yeah. Marlo's far from stupid.
Oh, yeah. I see it now.
She's been around for a long time.
And I'm
time.
Liking her more. And I'm liking... Yeah. I'm interested to hear because she is now taking care of her two nephews.
Yes, she is.
And that is something that I'm interested in because that is something that you wouldn't think that Marlo would be something she would want to do. And she's doing it. And I respect that.
Absolutely. I respect it as well. I take my hat off to her because that is a big, you know, that's a big deal that she's doing that. And I feel like, you know, Marlo's fans definitely want to see, you know, more of her personal life and more her story. And with that said, you know, I'm not in the way of her peach. I can tell you that right now. As long as they don't take mine to give her mine. As long as they don't take my peach to give it to her. I'm fine with her getting a peach.
Okay, this is one last question. Do you plan to have more children? Surrogate, adoption, natural, et cetera?
You know, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. I have never wanted to have more children, ever. I was always a one and only. And, you know, Mike has two girls. They're all around the same age. So it's kind of perfect. But I will say, being surrounded by all these cute ass babies on the show now.
It's like the babies took over.
Oh, my God. It's like they're so cute. Like for the first time ever, like everybody has these little babies. I really had to think for a second. I was like, wow. Would I want to actually do this again with a little baby? Would I want to? And then I was like, no, I'm good. No, we good.
That's kind of how I feel now. You know, like I don't have kids, but I feel like I'm at the age. My mother had me when she was 39.
Oh, okay.
And I'm about to be 39.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, it's do or die now. Because for me, it's like, you know, my mom is now 76.
Okay.
And wow. So it's like, she's older, you know what I mean? And it's like, it, and I feel.
But do you want to have kids?
I'm thinking about it. I think maybe. I mean, my cutoff for me, I feel like for me personally, is like 40. So I got like a year.
All right. Well, you got to get busy.
I got to secure.
Got to make it happen. Yeah, that's a great question, though.
Yeah, it's good. So
yeah, I think we're good. You know, I'm at a point now too. I think, you know, when I turned 50, that was such a big milestone for me. I really overly celebrated it. 50 Cent, like I just went crazy from my 50th. I kind of just want to do me now. I kind of want to just live my life. You know, Noelle's getting older. You know, I have a man. Like, I just kind of want to do me. I don't know if I want to have to start changing diapers again.
Right. It kind of takes it back to, you've already been there, done that. And it's
and you both have children. Like, babies are not accessories. They're actually a commitment. Like, you actually have to take care of them. And then, like, and you never stop taking care of them. Noelle, you know, like I said, Noelle just turned 20. And I still, it's like, she's still my baby. I'm still, you know, looking after her and trying to protect her. So it's not anything to take lightly. Like, I don't want to sign off anything that I know that I really don't know if I truly want.
Lovely.
So I'm going to pass on the babies.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. And
well, I'm sure you got me in all kind of trouble.
We're going to see. We're going to see.
Just make sure your ass is taking me for drinks.
We go to Soho.
When is this blog coming out? When is this coming out?
It's probably coming out. It may come out this Thursday.
Oh, Lord. All right. I got to tell Mike to take me for a drink after leaving here.
And because, you know, I love you so much, we also are going to be, I'm going to send you some Lola products.
Oh, thank you.
Sexual wellness products and feminine hygiene. You'll get some tampons, you get some liners, you get some sexual, you know, some lubricants and condoms and moments, you know. You got to keep it cute. Feminine hygiene is at the utmost. And, you know, they also do wipes. So if something needs a little wipe, a little cleanup.
Well, you can't be too clean.
A little cleanup, you know what I'm saying?
You can't be too clean.
And you make sure you go to mylola.com, and that is MYLOLA.com for all those goodies that I'm going to be sending you. And also, Noelle.
Oh, yeah.
She needs them, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, clean up on aisle 9. Thank you so much for stopping by. I love you.
I also love you too.
Remind people when the show comes on if they somehow live on a rock and don't know.
Yes. Real Housewives of Atlanta comes on every Sunday on Bravo at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for all things Cynthia Bailey, please follow me at CynthiaBailey10.
Yes. And if people want to support you, like, for your drinks and stuff, like, where can they find the Seagrams?
Well,
where can they go to the wine cellar in Atlanta?
Right. Okay. Well, I have a lot of stuff then. Follow Cynthia Bailey 10. That's my personal Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I usually post about everything and all things Cynthia Bailey. Please follow the Bailey Wine Cellar on my Instagram for all your wine needs. CB Vior is my bag line. What else I got? Oh, Peach Bellini, Seagrams Escapes.
So the bag line is still with us.
Yes. CB Vior. Yes.
Okay.
Please make sure you guys, if you're in the grocery store, the liquor store, see some Peach Bellinis, Seagram's Escapes, please grab yourself a 4-pack. Those are my drinks. And it's doing very well, thanks to you guys. I love and appreciate all of you. And I just appreciate your support. If you're ever in Atlanta, what's that, babe? Yeah, I did the Bailey Wine Cellar.
Oh, look at him just looking out. That's what I'm talking about. That's the type of man I need.
Run the list, child. I got a lot going on. Oh, the hookup. I've got to tell you about this.
What's the hookup?
Mike and I, we actually have a production deal with STX to do our own dating show.
Oh.
As a result of us meeting on a dating show.
What do you mean? You can do your own dating show? We hook people up?
Yes, and that's what we're calling the hookup. Now, we're going to hook y'all up. We
can't guarantee
y'all
going
to be married and run off into the sunset.
I don't got no man yet.
You would be great. Oh. I thought you had somebody now.
We talking.
if that falls through, honey. Because
he be on Grindr. I don't know. We got to figure it out.
All right, we'll figure it out, boo, because we're about to put B-Scott on the hookup.
Yes.
But this is the great thing. You know, when I was talking about Mike and I coming together, especially like a little later in life, and like we're like, you know, old people, but we getting up there. People are inspired and, you know, by our story. So we decided to create a show called The Hookup to... hook people up. And the great thing about our show is there's not a dating show that is hosted and produced by somebody that actually a success story like us that actually met on a dating show. So if I wanted to meet somebody on a dating show and the people that were hosting a dating show met on a dating show and were together, I'd be like, okay,
there'd be a reason
them.
To do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we're excited about it. We're actually getting ready to shoot the sizzle soon.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
We
got to
keep me posted on
that. Now, we named it specifically The Hookup because all we can do is hook y'all up. Now, we can't keep y'all together now. Ain't nobody saying y'all getting ready to start hashtag and chill and run off and get married and all that. We're going to put y'all together.
Yeah, but just look
now,
at
what
the,
y'all do after that is up to you guys.
But just look at The Bachelor. They never stay together.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys will have some, you know, some good success stories.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the America's Next Top Model, too. I ain't never seen no top models.
So shady.
But it's good TV. I am
so shady.
Shady.
You're so shady.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And until next time, love muffins, double kisses. Mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on LoveBScott.com.